This week, the Department of Workforce Development issued a statement in response to a set of complaints from Wisconsin residents who say the state minimum wage is so low it violates state law. The complaint, filed by more than 100 residents last month, cited Chapter 104 of the Wisconsin state statutes. That statute says all workers in the state must be paid a living wage to ensure reasonable comfort, decency, and moral well-being. Robert Rodriguez, administrator of the DWD's Equal Rights Division, issued a statement this week in response to the complaint. He says there is no reasonable cause to believe that the wages paid to the complainants are not a living wage. Jennifer Epps Addison is the executive director of the advocacy group Wisconsin Jobs Now. She says the state's $7.25 an hour minimum wage simply isn't sufficient for residents to live on.
Let's be clear, there's not a single community across the state where a minimum wage worker can actually afford a market rate two-bedroom apartment. That's not a living wage.
Epps Addison says workers are considering filing a lawsuit against the state. She also pointed out that more than 10 municipalities will ask voters their opinion on raising the minimum wage through ballot referenda in next month's election. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.